Steve, who do we have next?
Okay, this name intrigued me because when I first saw it, I thought, and the band is called Bigger Boat. And I thought, well, what do they play, like the theme song to Jaws or something? Or what kind of music do they do? So anyway, this is the info. Rochelle Smith conscripted her three friends 4 years ago to form Bigger Boat. And this is even better. It quickly became Northern Idaho's loudest sea shanty band. And I was thinking, geez, well, what waterways are they playing on? Lake Coeur d'Alene and so forth? Anyway, they perform shanties and other maritime songs in various spots in the Northwest, including good old Moscow. Moscow.
Yeah.
Palouse, Sandpoint, and the Folklife Festival in Seattle. Here they are, Bigger Boat.
Well, General Taylor gained the day. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Well, General Taylor gained the day. Carry him to his burying ground. Tell me way, hey, a stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Tell me way, hey, a stormy. Carry him to his burying ground. We'll dig his grave with a silver spade. Walk him along, John, carry him along. His shroud of the finest silk will be made. Carry him to his burying ground. Tell me way, hey, you stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Tell me way, hey, you stormy. Carry him to his burying ground. We'll lower him down on a golden chain. Walk him along, John, carry him along. On every link we'll carve his name. Carry him to his burying ground. Tell me way, hey, a stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Tell me way, hey, a stormy. Carry him to his burying ground. General Taylor is on the go. Walk him along, John, carry him along. He's gone where the stormy winds won't blow. Carry him to his burying ground. Tell me way, hey, you stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Tell me way, hey, you stormy. Carry him to his burying ground.
General Taylor, he's dead and he's gone.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Well, General Taylor, he's long dead and gone.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me
way, hey, you stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me way,
hey, you stormy. Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me
way, hey, you stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me
way,
hey,
you stormy. Carry him to his burying ground.
All right. The goal here is to get y'all to sing along with us, so we're going to try a few that we can encourage you to join us on. The way it was explained to me by someone in Seattle is you're out in the ocean and you've got someone who threw the life rope to you and it's slipping through your hands. As long as you catch it before the entirety of that rope is through your hands, you're going to still be alive. So try to catch the words before the song's done.
we'll reel you in.
Yeah, exactly. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley.
Hey, hey, bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley.
Bully down in Shinbo now.
Well, Sally is a girl that I love dearly.
Way, hey, bully in the alley.
Sally is a gal that I spliced nearly.
Bully down in Shinbo now.
So,
help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alleyway. Hey, bully in the alley, help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shinbo now.
For 7 long years I courted little Sally.
Way, hey, bully in the alley.
All she did was dilly and dally.
Bully down in Shinbo now.
So,
help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley.
Bully down in Shinbo now.
So I left my cell and I went a-sailing.
Way, hey, bully in the alley.
I signed on a big ship and I went whaling.
Bully down in Shinbo now.
So,
help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley.
Bully down in Shinbo now.
If I ever get back, I'll marry little Sally.
Way, hey, bully in the alley.
We'll have 6 kids and live in Shinbone Alley.
Bully down in Shinbone Alley.
So,
help me, Bob, we're bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley.
Bully down in Shinbone Alley.
It's a damn tough life, full of toil and strife, we whalemen undergo. And we don't give a damn when the gale is done, how hard the winds did blow. For we're homeward bound from the Arctic ground with a good ship taut and free. And we don't give a damn when we drink our rum with the girls of old Maui.
Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui.
We're homeward bound from the Arctic round, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with a northerly gale through the ice and wind and rain. Them coconut fronds, them tropical lands, we soon shall see again.
6 hellish months have passed away on the cold Kamchatka Sea.
But now we're bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui.
Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui.
We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with a northerly gale towards our island home. Our mainmast sprung, our whaling done, and we ain't got far to roam.
Our stunsail bones is carried away, what care we for that sound?
A living gale is after us, thank God we're homeward bound.
Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui.
We're homeward bound from the Arctic round, rolling down to old Maui. How soft the breeze through the island trees, now the ice is far astern. Them native maids, them tropical glades, is awaiting our return. Even now their big brown eyes look out, hoping some fine day to see. Our baggy sails running for the gales, rolling down to old Maui.
Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui.
Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui.
Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui.
We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui.
This next song is a sea song as opposed to a shanty, so it's not so much meant to be a work song where you're hauling a line or pushing a capstan, and more meant to be a song of lament in the evening when the sailors are tired and longing for home. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys. Heave her head round into the weather. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys. Sailing homeward to Mingalay. What care we, though, white the minches? What care we, boys, for windy weather? When we know that every inch is closer homeward to Mingalay. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go. Boys, heave her head round into the weather. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Wives are waiting at the pier head, gazing seaward from the heather. Turn her round into the wind, boys. Bring us safe home to Mingalay. Heel yo ho, boys. Let her go, boys. Heave her head round into the weather. Yo-ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Now our hold is almost empty, and our load is light as a feather. Heave her head round, and we'll anchor. The sun sets on Mingalay. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys. Heave her head round into the weather. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys. Sailing homeward to Mingalay. Low now o'er the yard, boys, bright the clouds are to the westward. Shouts of home fly in the wind, boys, flying homeward to Mingalay. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go. Heave her head round into the weather. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys. Heave her head round into the weather. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay.
One more. All right, join us as we... As we sign off, we want to hear you.
Oh, the times was hard and the wages low. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Bye. but now once more ashore we'll go.
It's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
Oh, the wind was foul, all work, no pay.
Hey! Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
To Liverpool docks from Frisco Bay.
It's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
It is rotten beef and weevily bread.
Jeez, leave her, Johnny, leave her.
It's pump or drown, the old man said.
It's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
One more time.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
Boat. What a great group. Let's spend just a minute here with Rochelle Smith. Rochelle, gorgeous vocal group. What made shanties be the core of what you do?
We all loved sea shanties, and we didn't know that about each other, and we ended up meeting at a party one day and getting introduced, and we all happened to love this. Ben is English, and his family, his grandfather would take him fishing as a boy. Dylan lived on a boat for part of his childhood. I'm from the Caribbean, and Rob is just an all-around musical guy, and so we just sort of started singing sea shanties and never stopped.
And have you been finding audiences that are fascinated?
Yes, actually,
by it too?
It's weird. Like, we live in Idaho. We're in Idaho, which is extremely landlocked, so it's weird that we have such a following. But people love sea shanties. It's strange. Like, there are a lot of different kinds of work songs. You know, there's, you know, chain gang songs and prison songs, and there's lots of different kinds of songs where people are all trying to work together. But sea shanties have this kind of enduring. I think there's an enduring romance to the idea of the sea and the tall ships, and so even if you're not someone who spends a lot of time on the water, which I don't, they just have this plaintive lament and this romance to them that I think people just respond to, even if you're not anywhere near the coast.
Great. Well, thank you, Rochelle Smith and Bigger Boat. They're back here at 1:30.
Thank you so much.
I couldn't help but think of our dear friend Michael Pettori, too, when we talked about him being on the Merchant Marine and then hearing the sea shanties and stuff. I was just thinking of Michael on the boat.
And so we are here at the Fall Folk Festival. Sylvia Goble with us, who is the director of this festival. Yes, Sylvia. So, Sylvia, were you at that first festival 24 years ago?
I have been involved with all the festivals. I was peripherally involved with the very first one. In the second one, I became the program director. And in 2002, I became the festival director. So I've been involved the whole time.
And can you, yeah. Can you just kind of not help yourself, or what just keeps you focused? Because I'm sure that you got plenty of problems in the course of a year, things to figure out, hard work to do. What keeps you going?
Well, I think what keeps me going is the absolute awesome feedback that we get from all of you about how much you love this festival. And the thing I hear the most is, I never knew that there were so many talented musicians and performers and dancers in the Spokane area. People are just astounded. Mm-hmm. And I want to share that. And I performed for years in an international folk dance group, and I love folk music of all kinds. and I want to promote it so that others can enjoy it and learn about it and share it. So that's what keeps me going.
So beyond these 2 days in November, how do you see the Folk Festival influencing the other 363 days of the year in our area?
Well, I hope that all of you will go out into your communities and support all of these musicians. They do perform, some of them, around locally. Many of the dance groups perform locally. So check your newspapers, follow our Facebook and our website, and promote the performers that are here more than just this weekend. They really deserve it.
Yeah. And it's so stable. It's been going so well, at least it seems from the outside. Are there any thoughts or plans for anything to change, or simply to just keep having 2 great days in November?
So far, we're not going to change anything because our plan seems to be working really well. The only thing I can say is we never have quite enough volunteers. So I really would encourage you, if you have not volunteered at the festival, to please consider doing so at all levels, a 2-hour commitment, or possibly joining the festival committee, because we would like to be training people to take over. We want this to go on for 20 more years, and I'm not going to be doing it for 20 more years. So we would really like some people to step up and start learning how to keep this going.
Great. Thank you, Sylvia Goble, the director of the festival. Thank you for keeping it going. So we're moving into the second hour of the 2019 Fall Folk Festival broadcast, the 24th Fall Folk Festival. We used to be back at Glover Junior High some years ago. I know it's been a couple of other places way back when, but this has settled pretty well that it's here at Spokane Community College. If you're not real familiar with the area, that is on the northeast side of Spokane, just off Green Street. If you're hearing us on the radio, we hope that you're a beacon, that we are a beacon for you to just follow and follow and follow and be here. This festival goes until 10 o'clock tonight. The active room, multiple rooms with all the performers of all kinds are going until about 7 o'clock, give or take, and then there's a great dance that goes along until 10 o'clock tonight. Then they resume tomorrow again at 10 in the morning, at 11 in the morning, and go until 5 tomorrow. And so there's quite a bit of a lot more great things, many, many simultaneous performances, and the folks out there in the merchandise area with every possible thing. We'll talk about that later because we have a band ready. Who do we have?
And so the next band up coming up now is Extraordinary Renditions, and they say that they are, get this, musical shapeshifters, which means they cover all different styles. They've got a broad range of interests. They include Christy Hunziker on violin, viola, and vocals, Patrick Moss on guitar, vocals, and harmonica. Christy has a classical and old-time fiddle orientation. Patrick brings a blues, jazz, and popular music orientation, but they say their interests extend far beyond that. Let's check them out. Extraordinary Renditions.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Your turn to pick.
How about
thank you.
Playing for us. Thanks a lot. They're going to be playing at 3:15 at the Underground Stage, so there's plenty more you can hear. And Patrick, you want to come over and talk to me a little bit about your band? That was Christy Hunziker on violin and a little bit of vocals there, and Patrick, the guitarist, or both of you, come right on over here. Spot, talk to you for just a moment about this. Patrick and Chrissy, when you have kind of a unique band like that, what caused it to come together? What made you start playing together?
We just love music.
Yeah. The first time he heard me play the violin, it was at a jam, and I was doing All of Me, and he said, "I like the way you hoof around your violin."
There you go. There's a way to do it. So you formed a duo, and so do you put on concerts or play for parties?
We do other styles than what we just did. But that's just what we felt like playing this time. So.
Okay. So what are some of the kind of styles you're going to be doing this afternoon at 3:15?
I usually keep it a secret.
Okay.
It works better that way, even to myself.
This is true. But we probably will be playing a couple of rag tunes, some waltzes, some blues.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Besides some more of the swing.
Cool. Well, thanks an awful lot. That was Extraordinary Renditions playing for us. Appreciate that.